From the Texas Veterinary Medical Association in Austin, Texas, this is Veterinary Vitals, a podcast that focuses on current news in the Texas veterinary profession. I'm your host, Audrea Wood. Today on the podcast, we get a special treat. The 2023-24 Power of 10 leadership class graduated from the program at the 2024 TVMA Annual Conference Awards and Installation Banquet on March 2nd. And as their final project, they recorded interviews for this episode. TVMA's Power of 10 Leadership Program is a TVMA initiative designed to cultivate leadership capacity for veterinarians at any stage of their career and provide learning experiences that will enrich the individual and benefit the individual's practice, community, and profession. Let's get into it. First, let me have our guests introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Chandani Bhakta.
Hi, my name is Heidi Moore.
This is Sarah Bryan.
Carolyn Schoonover.
My name is Julie Case.
Dr. Leslie Sermons.
Alexis Steckley.
My name is Rachel Gelber.
Hi, I'm Monica Janacek.
Well, what are you most passionate about in veterinary medicine? Dr. Bailey King.
So when it comes to veterinary medicine, I would say I am most passionate about dentistry, which sounds really nerdy, but I think it's really important in quality of life for pets. I think it's something that's really fun to educate people on. It gets owners really involved in their everyday care, and it's a really good way to connect with people and their pets and improve owner compliance and owner education.
Dr. Sarah Bryan.
I think if I had to narrow it down to one thing, it would be improving well-being in veterinary medicine. And that's kind of been a personal journey for me lately. And things that make my life and my day better are definitely low-stress patient handling and being able to bring my complete, gentle, compassionate self to work.
Dr. Julie Case.
I'm most passionate about my involvement with the EPVMA. Just staying connected with my colleagues. I feel like we're a little family in El Paso, and it's been fun just staying in touch with the veterinarians in the city.
Dr. Carolyn Schoonover.
As I've been in practice for a while, I have really enjoyed the bond with the owner as well. And I do like the science aspect of what we get to do, and we get to learn new things all the time because veterinary medicine is constantly changing and evolving. But I mean, at the heart of it, I think the catchphrase for our clinic is, you know, treating pets like they're our own or part of our family. So that's really the heart of it, is getting to do good medicine and treat pets like they're part of our own family.
Hi, my name is Chandani Bhakta. I am a veterinarian down in Pearland. I am most passionate about probably my clients. I know everyone says the cats and dogs. I'm kind of the opposite. I'm very much so a people person. I want to know everything about everyone and spend a lot of time in my rooms talking about what the owners are up to and sometimes about what the dogs are up to. But I do love people and interacting with them, and I think this is a great career for that, honestly.
What has your career trajectory been like since veterinary school? Dr. Monica Janacek.
So I'm mid-career, which I'm 20 years in since I graduated. So I think in our careers as veterinarians, our passions tend to change, especially when you get to mid-career. I love practice. I love helping people and helping animals, but I've had a very wide and varied clinical experience. So I think after I went through several kind of tumultuous experiences all in the same year, that kind of changed my outlook on what was very important to me and what my new goals are. And so that was part of why I joined P10, is to figure out exactly where do I want this to go.
Dr. Carolyn Schoonover.
When I graduated, in 2011, and there were not a lot of, now there's a shortage of veterinarians. When I graduated, there was not a shortage of veterinarians, so I didn't have a job for 3 months, which really was not so great. But then I started working for a corporate for about 2 years, year and a half, and then I switched to the clinic I'm at currently, and I've been there for over 10 years, and I love it. It's a clinic that my boss started about 35 years ago, and I feel like we have a good mix of doctors and technicians and receptionists, and we really do try to meet that goal of treating pets like our own. I also love cardiology and internal medicine, so I did not get board certified in anything, but those are two avenues that I just get really excited about, and my staff knows that, so they give me those cases, and it makes me happy.
Dr. Leslie Sermons.
I tracked mixed animal in vet school, and my first job was a mixed animal practice in West Texas. And then I moved to Elgin, Texas, where I became a small animal practitioner within a mixed animal practice for the opportunities that it offered, particularly ownership, and became an owner. And specialized in small animal medicine. And so at this stage in my career, though, I've owned a business, I've sold a business, had a wonderful career. I'm still in veterinary medicine, but I have started teaching at the veterinary technology level. I do relief work. I do kind of just some projects here and there.
Dr. Alexis Steckley.
So I have been out for 5 years now, and it's been quite a whirlwind of experience. I've always been in small animal general practice, but I started as an associate, and then I've gotten promoted up to chief of staff. But I've seen a lot of caseload at my first practice, and it's slowed down a little bit, but definitely through COVID, it's kind of also gone through a tornado as far as just doing caseloads and everything like that. So I'm still very passionate about being a small animal practitioner. But in my 5 years, I feel like I have seen a lot, but I don't regret any of the decisions I've made moving forward.
Dr. Rachel Gelber.
So I've been out for about 10 years now. My first job, I got kind of South DFW in Mansfield as just an associate at a small animal practice. It was a great practice, great people. It was just not a great fit for my personality type. And it was a really good experience. And I feel like it really helped kind of figure out where I wanted to go from there. I ended up leaving there after about a year and a half and wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. It wasn't that the job experience itself was bad. It was just I just felt really lost kind of in vet med, and I wasn't sure if it was even for me. So I had been looking at jobs with Amazon and random stuff, and I moved down to Austin in with one of my vet school classmates who lived down there and started doing a lot of relief and worked in a lot of different practices and realized that there were a lot of different types and personalities and just different natures of practices in general that were so, so different than what I had kind of been exposed to. And so I figured out kind of where my niche was, what I really liked, what I was looking for. So I ended up moving back to the Dallas area and moved back there for a specific job and was there for the last 8 years. It was a really good experience just because we started as a really small clinic that had just been bought and was kind of an older facility with a lot of old school kind of protocols and practices that we totally turned around, and we turned it into this gigantic, you know, 8 to 9 doctor practice that was, you know, open 7 days a week. And then after being medical director there for a little while, I just started at a new practice doing emergency and urgent care, and it's been awesome. And that's where I am now.
How did you find out about the Power of 10?
So my roommate in vet school has always been really, really involved with TVMA and kind of drug me along at the beginning, but I really enjoyed it. And she's still very active in TVMA and kind of pushed me to kind of look into this program a little bit more. And it definitely was the right call. I probably would not have really sought it out on my own, so I'm really glad that she did, because I feel like it's been an incredibly valuable experience. But really, she was the one that kind of pushed me towards it in the first place.
Dr. Julie Case?
I actually found out from Dr. Boyer, previous P-10er. She's also involved in the EPVMA, and she's on the board of directors for the TVMA. And we actually started getting together for like a mom's DVM group. And so then she just encouraged me to kind of be active in the EPVMA, and that's how I found out about the P-10.
Dr. Sarah Bryan.
So I participated in a new graduate professional development program developed and facilitated by Addie Reinhart, which is now Mentor Vet. So I actually reached out to her after completing that program, asking, you know, how she got on her career path, how she ended up developing a mentorship program. And she said that the power of 10 in her state was a big stepping stone in networking and personal development that led her to her passion in veterinary medicine. So, by, you know, once I got back to Texas, I was on the lookout for that application.
Dr. Bailey King.
So my career, I graduated from Louisiana State University in May of 2022. I joined a small animal practice in Austin, and my company actually has a mentorship program. And in the most fortunate series of events, Dr. Jody Long was my mentor and taught me so much and gave us really great resources and opportunities to be more involved in education and TVMA. And so she actually sent me the Power of 10 email application. And so I applied to that and joined Power of 10 because of her.
What has surprised you about this experience and why? Dr. Monica Janacek.
Since the beginning of P10, in May of 2023, we've had three start new practices. Others have all either gotten into leadership positions or thinking of their next step in leadership. I mean, this program, it's a life changer. So for everyone out there that's thinking about, oh, that sounds kind of like mumbo jumbo, there's, you know, they're selling the Kool-Aid, you know. No, this is a program that you will find out so much more that's available in our field. That even if you decide, you know what, I'm happy with where I am, you're going to gain so many insights and great tips on how to better lead your practice or how to better get along with the other associates in your practice. There's so many pluses. I want to encourage everyone, it will broaden your horizons and give you that confidence to make that next step, especially if you're trying to figure out, do I want to start a practice? Do I want to start a company? You know, do I want to write a book? What are the next things for me?
Dr. Chandani Bhakta.
I don't know if this is surprising or it's just a very small world and getting to know people in P10 and then outside of like, you know, or in our board meetings and our outside lives are all very similar, I would say, and like the same struggles that I faced in the clinic as a leader, I know some other people have also faced, and it's nice to talk to someone about.
Dr. Carolyn Schoonover.
Okay, so when I applied, I really thought I was going to be the oldest person that applied, and I'm not. I'm kind of somewhere in the middle, so I really appreciate the variety of ages and the veterinary experiences. I feel like it's a good mix, and I learned a lot from everybody's stories as we've been together over the year, just seeing how far everyone's come, and just getting a lot of different perspectives from different schools they've graduated from or different life events that have happened. I've really enjoyed that aspect. It's probably one of my favorite things about it. So,
what was your favorite class or teacher and why? Dr. Heidi Moore.
Our first class was my favorite class with Deb Stone. I think it was just exciting, and she's a great speaker and really encouraging. And then we kind of went around and introduced ourselves, all the 10 of us. I think there was only 8 of us at that time at that meeting, but I think just getting to know and hear everybody's testimony was really special as well. And then she did an evaluation where we sent kind of like a leadership / what do you need to grow and get better at to colleagues as well as technicians and things like that. And I think that was valuable as well to hear feedback from the people you work with every day.
Dr. Sarah Bryan.
I really enjoyed Deb Stone's presentation on leadership. So we talked about self-awareness and self-compassion, and that inspired me to explore more self-compassion practices in my daily life after we did an exercise in one of our sessions.
Dr. Alexis Steckley.
My favorite class was the Sabrina Childs lecture, where we talked about like emotional intelligence and conversation. And again, that lecture series really was the one that I learned so much from, and being able to apply it as a chief of staff at my work and even with my family talking to them. She was a wonderful lecturer and very engaging, and just being able to talk to her was awesome. And even just getting, you know, 8 hours to really listen to her, and or 2 days to really listen to her, as well as having you know, the current TVMA president, Jody Long, be able to lecture there too, was just an amazing opportunity. So I learned a lot from it, and from that I learned that having conversations, like I do feel like I have conversations a little better, maybe whenever it is talking about difficult situations, and a lot of things I learned from those lectures I'm able to apply to real life on a regular basis.
What actions are you taking for yourself or your career because of something you learned in a P10 class? Dr. Leslie Sermons.
So when I was at SWIVS, that was my first time to sit in on committee meetings and be on the kind of the grassroots of that. I was motivated from listening to the Texas State Board of Medical Examiners. And after 28 years in practice, I'm probably going to show my ignorance here. But, you know, I was a little confused about the distinctions between the two, quite frankly. Now I get it. They're two very different entities, which I knew, like, the state board was your license and stuff like that. But I didn't know what – I just really didn't know what TVMA did. So some of the things that I did, because I came into this looking for – leadership opportunities. And so through networking, I have met some people, jotted down some names that I know that I can email and say, hey, you know, I'm interested in, you know, networking with the Texas A&M campus or something, with new grads or something like that. And so I was assigned to the awards committee. And that was actually pretty cool, you know. To be honest, it wasn't my first choice, but but actually, I really enjoyed it. And as a previous 2013 TVMA Companion of the Year Award recipient, it was really cool to see the backside of that. And it was very humbling to go through the applications, and everybody was so deserving of the award. And it was really just a privilege to be a part of that committee. And I'll continue to be a part of that committee. And there's things that we're going to do that we've already talked about, revamping and to streamline it and stuff like that. So that happened because of that. I actually did apply for a job with the Texas State Board of Medical Examiners for that first paid veterinary position that they were going to offer. That didn't work out. That's okay, though. that wasn't where I was supposed to place. But that was that was kind of cool to go interview with the State Board of Medical Examiners and not being investigated. No, I'm just joking. I've never been investigated. But, yeah, it was kind of cool to be on a job interview there.
Dr. Monica Janacek.
Joining P10, I've started 3 different companies, one since joining P10. And I'm an entrepreneur at heart. So I love both the business side of it and the medicine and, you know, just helping people and animals side of it. But I also love the leadership part of it, trying to make sense of how to combine your personal, professional, family life. It can be very difficult. And like I said, I wish there was someone out there that I could have talked to during all of that. And so that's what I want to do moving forward. And what P10 has kind of helped me to decide on is, what's the next step? And so I've always, you know, had my MBA since I graduated from vet school. So I guess I just needed to make it formal to move into the consulting part of this and coaching. And so I've been doing life coaching The easy part is the business nuts and bolts. It's the soft skills and the leadership skills and practice that are difficult, and combining culture, teamwork, that kind of thing. So I'm excited because my passion as a whole is helping helping those who are helping other people and animals. So for practitioners out there, there is someone you can talk to. I'm happy to share my experiences. Like I said, I'm kind of a weird duck. The first 3 years out of vet school, I practiced large, and I ended up with a shoulder replacement and a neck fusion that ended my large animal career. But one of the companies I own is actually a cattle company, so I love the production side of it, the large animal side of it. I love small animal. I did big city practice in Houston. Nice. I've done relief work, and I love relief work because I get to go and see lots and lots of practices. So it's interesting, but my passion now is helping others to be more successful in their own practices.
Dr. Rachel Gelber.
Ooh, that's a great question. I think that it literally can be applied to almost anything. I personally have always kind of struggled with confrontation, difficult conversations, things where, you know, potentially somebody might not like you at the end of it, and personally, professionally, kind of across the board. And I think figuring out how to do those things in a productive way that is respectful to everybody that's involved, but still being able to be effective at the same time is a really delicate balance to have. And this course has made that a very achievable, very realistic thing that I use literally every single day, whether it's with staff or, you know, other people at the clinic, other doctors, referral doctors, whether it's clients themselves, my own family, like everybody has some way that they can kind of fit into the tools that we've kind of gained here. But I think also recognizing when to leave things alone to a degree, you know, knowing when things are outside of your control, it's not worth it. It's not going to change. It's not going to affect anything. So it's not an effective use of your time and your energy sometimes.
Okay. Now a fun question. Which of your classmates would you nominate for these superlatives and why? Most likely to put others first, most likely to be a veterinary influencer, and most likely to be TVMA president.
So most likely to put others first, I would say Bailey. She's just so sweet and just innocent.
Probably Julie, because she's just a really sweet person, and I feel like she's a really good friend to everyone she meets, and she would do a lot for any of us.
Definitely Bailey. She's always looking out for other people and trying to improve the experience for everyone.
The classmate that I would consider putting others first was just in here, Julie.
Rachel.
Okay, I would nominate Carolyn for that because I feel like she's very sweet and giving.
Right. So I've been thinking about this. I think I would nominate Sarah for that. She is such a sweetheart. All my classmates are sweethearts. She has a lot of experience, though, in home euthanasias, and she's very compassionate, and I think that she should get that title.
So the person I will nominate is Bailey. She is so sweet and so thoughtful as far as, like, listening to her with her stories, like, whenever we're sharing our experiences, and really is a great person to just kind of be able to talk to about any situations or anything like that that's going on.
I feel like literally every person in this class could go into that category just about. I think that I would probably go with Sarah for that one. She's just such a big-hearted person, and you can just feel it when you talk to her.
I think Carolyn is probably the one to put others first. Mm-hmm. She's such a kind-hearted, nice person.
Most likely to be an influencer, 100% Rachel. She's very lively, and when she's talking, and very, I could listen to her talk, and I'm not bored when she's talking, so it's a good thing.
Most likely to be a veterinary influencer, I would say Rachel. I think that a day in her life would be really fun, and I'd love to follow her and her stories around all day.
Rachel, even though she would not self-identify as one, I think she's got it.
I feel like they're all going to be veterinary influencers. Bailey, Alexis.
Monica.
I could see Rachel doing that. She's very outgoing and bubbly, and I feel like she would be the one you would see on Instagram posting things.
I'm going to go with Bailey. Yes, I just saw one of her TikTok videos. She just finished a marathon. Super proud of her for doing that. I think she would be a great influencer.
The person I have is most likely to be the veterinary influencer is Rachel. She's very stylish with her outfits and always has such a great personality that's very engaging. And so definitely anyone would want to listen to her or watch her on TikTok or anything like that.
I think Bailey for that one as well. I found her on TikTok as well, and she already basically is an influencer to a degree. So I will solidify that vote.
President would probably be Monica.
And most likely to be TVMA president, I feel like we're all going to say Monica because she's just a girly that gets stuff done. She's a great speaker. She's a great leader.
I'm going to say Leslie. I think Leslie is next in line.
Dr. Monica and Dr. Sermons.
Bailey.
I would put Monica for that. I feel like she has a lot of experience, she has a lot of opinions, and she would be really active in the TVMA.
I'm going to go with Monica. She took the opportunity that we were given this year, and she actually went to the AVMA level and did some leadership things at that level. She's actually lecturing here today. So I think she's going to be our next president from this group.
The person most likely to be TVMA president is Monica. I was very fortunate to have her as like my pairing buddy at the first lecture I was able to go to with Power of 10. And I got very fortunate having her as my first one. She's so thoughtful and educated and just such well-spoken. And the things that she's passionate about would be an amazing representation for being able to be a TVMA president.
Monica, no question. Absolutely. She is a force to be reckoned with, that woman. And she, I would follow her into battle anywhere for sure.
For TVMA president, I would have to say Bailey. She's the youngest member of our group. We were teasing her that she's the baby vet in the P10 group. But from day one, she was very, very shy. And then watching her grow, you know, now we were both at the Leadership Development Committee meeting at the annual conference and at SWVS. And to listen to her speak out in the meeting, you know, just a few weeks ago compared to last fall, she has grown so much. And she's just at the beginning of her career and has all of the steps through the ranks of the TVMA ahead of her. But just her insight and the way she watches and then develops an opinion, you know, I really think that she's on a path in that direction. And of course, Dr. Long has been her mentor for quite a long time, so I'm sure that's part of the reason why her trajectory is so fast and very successful. That she's an amazing doctor, and I wish I would have been where she is at that point in my career.
That was the 2023-24 Power of 10 Leadership Class, sharing all the ways they've grown and continue to grow in their careers. A quick announcement, TVMA will be at the Texas Unites Conference in Austin on April 26th through 28th. If you're there, please stop by our booth and say hi. Are you interested in growing your leadership skills? The application window for the 2024-25 Power of 10 Leadership Class has been extended, and we encourage any interested parties to apply online at tvma.org under the Education tab. The next CVA1 workshop will be on April 14th at the Pima Veterinary Technician Program. The CVA1 exam will be offered at this workshop as well for qualified attendees. Go to the CVA webpage at tvma.org to register. Lastly, this podcast, Veterinary Vitals, is looking for supporters to sponsor our episodes. It's a great way to reach members and keep the community up to date on Texas veterinary medicine. If you're interested, contact Mr. Troy Alexander at info@tvma.org. If you enjoy this podcast, please share it with a colleague and rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. A like, a share, a retweet, these are all great ways you can support TVMA that won't cost you a dime. I'm your host, Audrea Wood. Thanks for listening.